Well, say, it's about time you was getting in here. Suppose you've been babying that dad-darn horse again, huh?
Well, shucks. You know what's the matter with you, don't you, Dad?
The matter with me?
Yeah.
Why, dag-nab your hide, there ain't nothing the matter with me.
You're just jealous because you ain't got no horse to put in the race yourself.
Oh, you ain't no such thing.
There are too.
I ain't, Dad. I'm not.
Then why was you always crabbing about my horse?
Because he's a no-good, worthless, broken-down nag, that's why, and sway back besides.
Chuck, you wait till he wins this race, and he'll be a horse of another color.
Now, look here, Ed Peters. If you think you're going to get me to help you dial that horse again, you're crazy, that's all. Crazy.
Oh, don't get head up about
it. Well, I ain't going to help.
Shucks. I don't want to dye him again.
Mm-hmm.
He looks pretty dad-darn good the way he is.
Then why are you talking about another color?
Oh, I just heard somebody say that expression once, and I thought maybe in the race he'd get head up and sweat that navy blue color off of him.
Well, ain't no danger of that. He'll never run fast enough to get head up.
Huh.
Yeah.
How about the day the sheriff was here?
Mm.
He ran fast enough then, didn't he?
Yes, but that's just because he sat down in that beehive. Reckon you'd run, too, if a whole hive full of bees was trying to use you for a settee.
Yeah, suppose I would.
Mm.
See, I just thought of something.
What? What was it? Where did it hurt you most?
Don't be so dad darn smart.
Yeah.
I bet you couldn't have thought of this idea in 100 years.
Well, what is it? What is it?
I'm going to take a hive of bees with me when my horse goes into that race. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, what in tarnation do you want to do that for?
So he can sit down on it just before the race starts. That's why.
That's just like you. Always thinking up smart ideas. But they won't work. That's the trouble with them. They won't work.
Yeah, this one will work.
Like heck it will. Why, them officials over there never let you take a beehive out on the racetrack. Don't you know that?
Shucks. Never thought of that.
Told you it wouldn't work.
Well, you don't need to rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd burn if I don't do it some way. Bees is what makes him run, you know. And bees is what he's going to get.
Oh, dang, man, but don't want to hear no more about it. You couldn't win no race with that old nag if you had 1,000,000 bees. Oh, say, Eb, get me the Gazette over there in the counter, will you?
I'll be dead darn if I'll do it. You talk about my horse that way, you can just get the old Gazette yourself.
Oh, well, now, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings none. Maybe I did say something that... Oh, go on, get me the paper, Eb. My corn kind of hurts me this morning.
Yeah, sure. You can think up more dad darn things for a fellow to do.
Well?
Probably... There ain't much in the Gazette, nohow. Here, take it.
Well, even if there ain't much in it, we pay for it, and I suppose we got to read it, don't we?
We only pay for it once. So I suppose if one of us reads it, that's enough.
Yes, I suppose it is. Hey, look, here's a piece about the way one of them fellas is training for his boxing match in New York next month.
About what?
About the way he's training.
Oh, you mean he's going to New York by train, eh?
No, I don't mean nothing of the kind. It means when he what he does to get in good shape for his fight.
You mean so he can win?
Of course. So he'll have a chance to win anyhow.
Kind of like getting a horse in good condition for a race, ain't it?
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
What does it say? Read it to me, Zeb. Read every dad darn word of it to me.
Kind of interested now, ain't you? Well, it says, arising at 5:30, he dons a heavy...
And what does he do at 5:30?
Arises. Gets up.
I always said them prize fighters have an easy time of it.
Well, maybe they don't get to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock, you know. Arising at 5:30, he dons a heavy sweater and does his road work.
Who's he working for, the county?
No, he ain't working for nobody. Well, nobody except himself.
Then what's he working on the road for?
He don't work on the road. He just runs along the road.
Oh, he runs to the post office for the mail.
No, he don't. He runs for the exercise. The exercise!
I bet he don't get away with that very long before he's arrested.
Sunshine, it's dead. They can't arrest a fella for running along the road, can they?
Maybe not, but... They can arrest him for running along the road with nothing but a sweater on.
Oh, it don't say that he... I ain't going to argue every darn thing that says in the paper with you. Just keep your trap shut and listen now. Let me see, where was I? Oh, yes. Returning after his 5-mile run, he steps into a cold shower.
How's he going to know it's going to rain at 5:30 every morning?
Maybe it don't say here in the paper. I suppose he... Must be having the rainy season.
If he had any sense, he'd wait till the shower is over.
Yeah, you should think so, wouldn't you? But ain't none of our business. And then it says, after a light breakfast, he works on the weights, shadow boxes.
Now what does he work on the weights for?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose there's something wrong with him.
What else was it you said he works on?
Well, it says his shadow boxes.
Well, what's them?
Why, it's them boxes you fix with white paper, paste across a hole in one end and a candle inside so that you can make shadows in the paper.
They're a darn funny way to get into condition, if you ask me.
Well, you don't suppose they know what they're doing?
Yeah, I reckon they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have a hard time making my horse do them things, though.
Well, what's your horse got to do with prize fighting?
Sure. He's got the training for a race, ain't I?
Mm-hmm.
Say, darn if it don't look like it's going to rain.
Well,
look out the window there. See them black clouds?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the horse out there for some of that road work.
Well, gosh, Junior, what are you taking my sweater for? You got yours on already.
It's from the horse.
Oh, you darn fool. Dagnabbit, I got to think up some way of getting rid of that nag. They've gone from... howdy, Hector. Where you been keeping yourself?
Myself?
Yes.
You wanting to know where I've been keeping myself, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, that's what I said, ain't it?
Well, you'll never believe it. You'll never believe it, Mr. Winterbottom, but I've been keeping myself right with me every minute, every second since I saw you last.
Oh, you just said bring your head to. Why can't you kill
me? I told you you'd never believe it, but it doesn't matter. Where is Eb's horse?
Why, Eb's out giving him some road work. Don't know which road he took.
Oh, shoot. Gosh.
What?
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad, Mr. Wentbottom.
What is it?
I wanted to see if his horse looks anything like the famous racehorse I had.
Like the racehorse you had?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
What? You didn't know I had a racehorse, Mr. Wentbottom?
No, I didn't.
Why? Why, I owned the fastest horse in this country.
You don't say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The fastest horse in the country. Well, one day, I remember it very distinctly, Mr. Wentbottom. Very distinctly. One day, he got his foot caught in a wire fence. And this horse was so fast. I told you he was the fastest horse in the country, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, he was so fast, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, but what about it? What?
Well, he was so fast, that it took me 4 days to get him loose.
No, dadnabbit, what's that got to do with racing?
Yeah, well, I agree with you, absolutely.
What?
You're right, Mr. Winterbottom, absolutely. Well, we started out from New York at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it wasn't...
Now, dadnabbit, Hector, wait a minute. What was you doing in New York?
In New York?
Yes.
Did I say New York, Mr. Winterbottom?
Well, you certainly did.
Oh, shucks, that was stupid of me. Very stupid indeed. We left New York at 6 o'clock, and my horse jumped right into the lead right after that.
Sunshine, you're back in New York again. What are you talking about, anyhow?
The race. The greatest race of the century, Mr. Winterbottom. From New York to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
My horse against Man of War for the championship of the world. 15 rounds. Benefit of the Milk Fund. Best
what?
4 out of 7. First 2 games in New York. It was a beautiful sight, Mr. Winterbottom.
Oh, well, what?
Beautiful sight was it. These two gallant steeds straining every muscle to win. My horse in the lead across Pennsylvania, Indiana. And my horse said, and then neck and neck in Kansas. Now, Man of War is ahead by a nose all through Colorado.
Yes,
but my horse puts on every ounce of effort he possesses and takes the lead again in Nevada.
In Nevada.
The jockey on my horse is riding a wonderful race, Mr. Winterbottom.
He is,
it's a wonderful race. He's got the race won.
Sweet.
They're racing across the bay into San Francisco.
No.
My horse wins.
Yes.
No. Oh, shucks. He stumbles. He's down.
Down?
The horse and jockey sink below the blue waters of the bay and are seen no more.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's how close I come to winning the world championship, Mr. Winterbottom. Just think of it. The world championship.
Oh, well, that was too bad, Hector. Just too darn bad. Lose your horse just when he was really winning like that.
Yes.
And your jockey, too, huh?
Yes.
Well, say, who was riding your horse?
I was.
Dagnab, you Hector, wasting all my time with your concerned stories? Wouldn't you come in here with a lot of poppycock like that? Another one out of your concerned, and I'll never listen to you again.